Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Cooler weather is already set in, and if you have half-filled bags of fertilizer or pesticide containers that aren't empty, you'll need to find a way to store them safely over the winter. UNL Turfgrass Research Manager Matt Sosik talks about storing your home horticulture chemicals safely over the winter on today's Almanac.
With winter coming up, we want to be thinking not only about how to take care of our lawns or our landscapes, but we also want to make sure that the products that we're using for those landscapes are stored correctly and that we're going to be able to use them next year. Or, you know, we don't want to overpurchase, so we have to store these chemicals for many years, so they're not going to be as effective from year to year. So some of the tips to look at, you know, when we're using chemicals for treatments to our lawn, you always want to read the label. Usually on the last page of the label, it does state how these products are to be stored and to be disposed of. So some of the products require that they do not freeze. So we want to think about if we're storing these chemicals in our garage that's not heated, they're going to freeze and we're going to use them next year. They're not going to be as effective. So if I'm out there making a treatment, I want to make sure I'm using the correct products the right way. So I don't want to be wasting my time and wondering why this product didn't work in the following year when it worked last year. So not only, you know, different products have different labels on them. So here's one, just Bassegran. It's used for broadleaves and nutsedge. And it says, do not let get below 32 degrees. So this would be one we do not want to freeze. I have another one here, Tenacity, that's used commonly in seedings, the liquid version. And this one can be stored down to 20 degrees below zero. So there's a difference in products and a difference in how they're to be stored. So just look at the label. Usually on the last page, it does give you a recommendation on storage. Not only are we going to be storing maybe some chemicals, but also fertilizers. Fertilizers might also have chemicals on them. So if we're storing those, usually the labels do state to make sure that we have them in a dry or cool area. And you want to make sure that if you open up a bag, that it's well sealed. So rolling it over nice and tight, maybe putting a couple pins on there or clips so it does stay tight and moisture cannot get in. Because usually the main problem we have with fertilizers is moisture getting in them, and then they become hard and crystallized and stuck together. And I have an example of that. I have some urea here that's got big chunks in it. This was obviously left to expose to the air. And usually in the summertime, it happens when we have high humidity, gets in these bags, and it'll cause them to be ruined. So you also want to make sure you don't have any punctures in the bags or anything like that. So I would recommend even putting them in a seal-tight container in the bag, roll them up, stick them in there, and you're going to have a lot better chance of storing them through the winter. Not only do you want to, you know, make sure that we're buying enough product for our lawn, if you do have leftovers, try and use that up the following year. I wouldn't recommend keeping them more than 2 years because you never know if it's going to be as good as it was when you bought it. Same with chemicals, 2 to 3 years, that's probably the max I want to go. As long as you're keeping them in good conditions, they should stay good. But past that, 4 years, I would tend to find a disposal site for that and get rid of them and start over with some fresh chemicals.
As always, the label that comes with the product contains all the information you'll need for proper amounts, safe usage, as well as safe storage that will ensure you'll be able to effectively use it for seasons to come. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.